Violence is once again on the rise in Iraq after relative calm days following the country's parliamentary elections. Several attacks have taken place across the country, killing scores of people and injuring dozens more. The attacks are blamed on Al-Qaeda's breakoff group, known as the Islamic State of Iraq in the Levant, or the ISIL.
Bombs have not stopped since 2003. We must strengthen the intelligence of our security forces. Hopefully, after the election results are issued, we will have the capacity to dry up terrorism.
Jamal al-Atwani, running for parliament in the Iraqi Prime Minister's State of Law Party, thinks, like many other Iraqis, that the problem stems from the Anbar province, where members of the ISIL are fighting the Iraqi armed forces over control of the province. The area of Ramadi is under government control, but intense fighting is still going on in Fallujah.
Soon, military forces will go into Fallujah and encircle the terrorist groups. Soon, you will see the liberation of Fallujah from Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups.
Meanwhile, Iraqi security is on high alert and was able to prevent a terrorist attack on Monday in the city of Mosul. A bomber with an explosive-packed car was killed by security forces, and his car was successfully detonated by security forces without anyone being hurt. Iraqis are very concerned that the election results be issued promptly. They feel that a new government with stricter laws and security will be able to save them from the bloodshed and chaos that has plagued them on nearly a daily basis. The vote is scheduled to come out within the following days, but many are worried that forming a government could take months. Serena Shim, Press TV, Baghdad.